Rupert Murdoch's Sydney Daily Telegraph's being accused of scapegoating the disabled in a furore over its coverage of the budget aftermath. For those who haven't seen it, the newspaper's front page headline today reads, Slackers and Slouch Hats. For the slackers, there's a picture from an American stock photo library of a long line of able-bodied young people with not a wheelchair or walking stick in sight. For the slouch hats, there's a classic picture of wounded diggers on the Kokoda track. The story claims that the number of people receiving the pension in New South Wales outnumbers the nation's total number of war wounded in history. Nick Grimm reports.
Self-serving. That's the caption below a cartoon in the Daily Telegraph newspaper depicting a long-haired and couch-bound hippie claiming the disability support pension. The character gazes lazily at a one-legged ex-serviceman and war hero. He's captioned, Servant to Country. The message is unmistakable, and it echoes that carried on both the newspaper's front and editorial pages today. Nation can't carry this unfair burden, the newspaper's editorial is headlined, and below advances this argument about disability support pensioners.
Many claimants are clearly obtaining full disability payments for afflictions that should not prevent them from obtaining some form of gainful employment.
But it's not really clear what evidence the newspaper has relied on to support that claim or the slacker label. Australia's Disability Discrimination Commissioner, Graeme Innes, is appalled, and not for the first time.
Well, this is a low in Australian journalism, and it's not even a new low, because it's a front page recycled from 2011.
Speaking today on ABC News 24, the Disability Commissioner said he'd like to make an official complaint, but he anticipates having little luck before he loses his position due to funding being cut for it in the recent federal budget.
Oh, you know, I raised this matter with the editor of the Telegraph in 2011 when he ran this front page for the first time, and it didn't do me much good. So I'm not sure with the things that I've got to get done before my term finishes in July, when we'll have no Disability Discrimination Commissioner, I'm not sure that I'm going to spend more time with the Press Council or with the editor of the Telegraph.
On Sky News today, Social Services Minister Kevin Andrews was asked whether he believed that disability support pensioners were slackers.
The problem with the DSP, and this has been the case for years, probably decades, is it's been a set and forget payment. People have been put on the DSP and that's been the end of it, and they could stay there for years or decades. We've said, look, we should be looking at the capacity of people. When I visit and meet with disability organisations, they generally say, we want to work, we want to be in the workforce, but we've got this system that doesn't encourage that at all.
The Daily Telegraph points out today there are growing numbers of Australians claiming the disability support pension for mental health problems. Frank Quinlan is the CEO of the Mental Health Council of Australia.
Look, I think the front page of the Daily Telegraph really does a large number of Australians who are battling every day with a mental illness or who are caring for somebody who is battling every day with a mental illness a tremendous disservice. You can imagine it would be terribly disheartening for those people to read on the front page of the paper this morning that they're somehow less entitled to the support, somehow less entitled to the respect of the community than any other members. And I think it's incumbent on organisations like the Daily Telegraph to get their facts right before they launch these kinds of attacks.
Frank Quinlan is the CEO of the Mental Health Council of Australia. Nick Grimm was the reporter, and PM sought comment from the Daily Telegraph today, but we received no response.